أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جمعة مبارك. Today I'd like to go back to Quran City and look at one of the corners which is known as Qul Corner. Now in this corner there are five chapters which begin with the command Qul. Qul actually means say or proclaim or declare. There are two ka's in Arabic. One's a normal ka, as ka for kite. And the other one is qa, which is from the throat, which is qa for Quran. It is that qa, which is qul, which is say. Now here we have five chapters. The four that everybody knows, the four quls that we recite, which is ikhlas, kafirun, falaq, and nas. And we'll look at those later. But right now we're going to look at one of the most interesting, intriguing surahs of the Quran, which is Suratul Jinn. And this is surah number 72. Jinns have always intrigued me as a child. I used to hear all the stories from my grandmother. The word jinn is actually that which is covered. Jannah comes from the same root, which means a garden that is so green that no earth shows. A fetus is known as janin because it is hidden in the womb. So the jinn are psychic beings unseen to most human beings, and they occupy a state between the material realm of our physical experiences and the angelic and the spiritual realms. Now, nonetheless, they're also on the earth, and according to some, they occupied the earth before human beings. So in a nutshell, for our reference for this surah, we're looking at a creation of divinity that is intellect, not seen by most human beings, and is made of smokeless fire. Intriguing, isn't it? The jinn are mentioned both in Surah Al-Ahqaf and Surah Ar-Rahman, where 31 times Allah addresses both humankind and jinn and says, فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُقَذِّبَانِ, which of the favors of your Rabb will you deny, emphasizing the concept of gratitude. But let's get back to this surah. So the key concept of the surah is authentication of the Quran by the jinn. We've actually divided it into two sections. Ayah 1 to 19, where we find the feedback from the jinn about the Qur'an and themselves. So they're telling the Prophet about themselves. And then we have Ayah 20 to 28, where we have the response from divinity about the role of the Prophet. But first, let's see how the surah was revealed. So if you can imagine, the Prophet is returning from Ta'if. This was a nearby town to Mecca, where there were people whom he thought may understand the message of the Quran. But they rejected him and they chased him out. Sitting under a tree, he seeks solace by reciting the Quran. We're told it may have been Surah Ar-Rahman. When a group of jinn who were passing by heard those words, and they were captivated. They immediately submit to divinity and accept the Prophet as his messenger. This surah, in this light, is seen as a gift of comfort from Allah, letting the Prophet know that despite his trials, the message continues to be heard and his mission continues to spread, of the human being able to reach his full potential. So let's see what they said about the Quran. So the first ayah starts with Qul, say, it has been revealed to me, Uhiya ilayya, that a group of jinn listened to the words of the Qur'an, فَكَالُوا, and they said, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا, indeed we have heard a wonderful and awesome and amazing recitation. They continue to say, يَحَدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ, it shows us guidance to the right way, to our full potential, so we have believed in it. Now this is their account here. Before the revelation of the Qur'an, they used to eavesdrop on snatches of information that they heard in the lowest heavens between the angels. But suddenly they found that they could no longer intercept the messages and found angels set as guards shooting meteorites at them if they went anywhere near. This is in Ayah 8 of the surah. Distressed, they realize that it could only be as a result of a major event, and they search the globe. A group of them heard the Prophet reciting the Quran and realized immediately that it was a revelation of this Quran. They went back to their community to report their findings and complain about how they were deceived by their teacher, Azazil or Iblis, or what we know as Shaitan. In Ayah 11, they tell the Prophet, there are some good ones amongst us, and there are others who are not quite there. We follow different pathways, lifestyles in our existence. And we realize, so this was the revelation, and realize nothing can overpower the guidance of divinity, nor can we escape him. So now divinity responds to them in Ayah 20 to 28, as to how to identify a divine messenger. And he gives them five qualities or benchmarks. The first one in Ayah 20, a divine messenger only calls upon Allah, upon divinity. In Ayah 21, the second one, he doesn't control any good or evil. The third one, he seeks refuge only from Allah. He knows protection only comes from him. This is Ayah 22. The fourth one, he only delivers the message as ordered. He doesn't add his own two pennies worth in. And finally, it is only divinity, only Allah, who is the knower of the unseen. The surah is phenomenal. If ever you feel uneasy, not quite right, and you don't know what it's all about, recite the surah and all will be well, inshallah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ